words can be.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Majority of those who answered the survey, more than two-thirds, do not object to gays and lesbians serving openly in uniform. The findings suggest that for large segments of the military, repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, though potentially disruptive in the short term, would not be the wrenching, traumatic change that many have feared and predicted. The data also shows that within the combat arms specialties and units, there is a higher level of discontent, of discomfort, and resistance to changing the current policy. Those findings and the potential implications for America's fighting forces remain a source of concern to the service chiefs and to me.
Time now to turn our attention to one of the big hits this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the focus on Don't Ask, Don't Tell, or as some people cleverly put it, D-A-D-T. Anyway, that was Defense Secretary Robert Gates saying the results of the long-awaited report on Don't Ask, Don't Tell are I think people are thinking there's going to be a surprise here. There's no real surprise at all, is there? Is this surprising anybody? Allowing openly gay and lesbian troops to serve in the military has little lasting impact on our armed forces. That's according to the Pentagon review of this policy. President Obama used the release of the report to urge the current Senate, that is the lame duck Senate, to follow the lead of the House and pass a repeal of this law before the end of the year. There is, however, strong opposition to a change in the Marines and some combat arms special units as well. Why would that be the case? Well, let's find out as we listen to more from Secretary Gates on this report.
The working group also examined thoroughly all the potential changes to the department's regulations and policies dealing with matters such as benefits, housing, relationships within the ranks, separations, and discharges. As the co-chairs will explain in a few minutes, the majority of concerns often raised in association with the repeal, dealing with sexual conduct, fraternization, billeting arrangements, marital or survivor benefits, could be governed by existing laws and regulations. Existing policies can and should be applied equally to homosexuals as well as heterosexuals. While a repeal would require some changes to regulations, the key to success, as with most things military, is training, education, and above all, strong and principled leadership up and down the chain of command. Third, the working group can examine the potential impact of a change in the law on military readiness, including the impact on unit cohesion, recruiting and retention, and other issues critical to the performance of the force. In my view, getting this category right is the most important thing we must do. The U.S. Armed Forces are in the middle of two major military overseas campaigns, a complex and difficult drawdown in Iraq, a war in Afghanistan, both of which are putting extraordinary stress on those serving on the ground and their families. It is the well-being of these brave young Americans, those doing the fighting and the dying since 9/11, that has guided every decision I have made in the Pentagon since taking this post nearly 4 years ago. It will be no different on this issue. I am determined to see that if the law is repealed, the changes are implemented in such a way as to minimize any negative impact on the morale, cohesion, and effectiveness of combat units that are deployed, about to deploy, to the front lines.
Some or many have asked, how much did it cost to conduct this survey? Let's see if we can dig around and find the answer to that. I don't have it off the top of my head. If you do, 800-510-8255. That's always the way to be in touch with us if you want your voice on the air. Speaking of voices, here's Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Gretchen Carlson speaking with Senator Joe Lieberman. Lieberman says, it's about time we repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
So they do a study in the military, and they talk to about over 100,000 families of those serving in the military, men and women serving right now. And they ask about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And evidently, most don't feel it will hurt the performance of the military, and it should be repealed. Where do you stand?
Well, I'm very supportive of repeal. I mean, way back in 1993, when Don't Ask, Don't Tell went in, I thought it was a mistake because, look, in America, we judge people not by their race or gender or religion, but or sexual orientation, but by how they do the job. And I thought this policy has actually resulted in, since 1993, in over 14,000 members of our military being thrust out, not because they violated the military code of conduct, not because they were inadequate soldiers, because they were gay. And that's not only not American, but it's not good for our military when you think of all the money we spent to train those people. So the big objection has been and worry has been, if we repeal this unfair policy, will it adversely affect the U.S. military? And I think this study says, no, it won't. So I hope we will repeal it before the end of the year.
Why is this a priority, Senator Lieberman?
Well, it's been a priority for 17 years because it's resulted in people being tossed out of the military who we could use a lot of mission-critical skills, and we need those people now, particularly as we're in combat. But, you know, it's never the wrong time to do the right thing. This happens to be the right thing in terms of American values of equal opportunity, and I think it's the best thing for our military. And the study that came out yesterday really says that. The most interesting and, to me, positive number was that over 90% of members of our military who believe they've served with somebody who's gay have said it's not been a problem in terms of military effectiveness or cohesion or morale. And I think the U.S. military is one of the great integrating institutions in our country.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
This guy I met online, he could be anyone.
How can I know who to trust?
With FinVerified.com, you can run instant background checks right from your home computer for free.
With FinVerified, I know exactly who I'm meeting before the first date.
My accountant, my mortgage broker, and even my electrician. Now I know I can trust him.
No stranger comes around my growing family without a background check.
Search anyone, even yourself. What turns up just might surprise you.
Visit FinVerified.com/Radio 4 for a free trial of unlimited background checks.
FinVerified.com.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
And now the moment you've all been waiting for here on the Talk Radio Countdown as we review not only Talk Radio but Talk Television. From CNN, Elliot Spitzer speaking with Captain Anthony Woods. Woods was discharged from the Army for violating this don't ask, don't tell policy.
When you were there, you had doubts, as you said, about the rationale for being there, but you also had doubts necessarily about a policy that has been at the centerpiece of debate here domestically, don't ask, don't tell. Did you ever air that with any of your colleagues, any of the other officers in the forces?
You know, it's certainly something that came up. It wasn't something that I was comfortable discussing openly about myself, but, you know, certainly talked about don't ask, don't tell and the impact of gays and lesbians serving in the military. I came to the conclusion that it is unprofessional and immoral for me to lie about who I am in order to abide by this law.
Why didn't you talk about it openly? Were you afraid?
I certainly was afraid that there was a very real possibility that I could be kicked out of the military, my career could be impacted negatively, even though I was performing extremely well. I earned the Bronze Star for my service and consistently got great evaluation reports from superior officers.
Right.
But I just didn't want to take on that risk of having my career jeopardized because of a policy that is discriminatory in nature and essentially asks gays and lesbians to compromise their integrity.
Let's follow up on that. You have a unique perspective on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And I want to ask you a question that you can bring light to. So for many Americans, there's a fear, and it may be unfounded, that they can imagine a gay soldier posted in a remote location surrounded by hundreds of men might become attracted to one of his fellow soldiers. Is that not a possibility?
You know, I certainly believe that the military has done a fantastic job of setting up rules and regulations that govern any kind of inappropriate behavior. If someone believes that someone is making inappropriate advances towards them, whether it's a man towards a woman towards a woman, or a man towards a man, there are laws currently on the books that take, you know, that take that into account and certainly swiftly and appropriately make sure those sorts of actions are brought to an end.
And you would, I assume, argue then that those rules apply whether it's between gays or heterosexual relationships. And so
absolutely.
The issue is the same in either context.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the most amazing findings that we see in this Pentagon report that came out today was it said that we shouldn't set up special treatment, special rules, special barracks, treat everyone the same in the military, and I think you're going to see that that's going to be a phenomenal outcome when it happens.
And based on your experience, is the military ready to take that next step and basically say sexual orientation simply isn't material to somebody's capacity to perform in the military?
Absolutely, and I made my decision to be honest about who I was after leading soldiers in battle. I realized that someone's sexual orientation has nothing to do with their ability to accomplish the mission on the battlefield. And if we have a policy in place that ultimately hurts our military by firing experienced people, people need to stand up against that. I think the military is more than capable and more than professional enough to handle the change that certainly will come.
We're focused on this newly released Pentagon report, which green lights the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, concludes that it'll have little or no effect on the military. Effectiveness is what we're looking for. And here, effectively, is Rachel Maddow from MSNBC, who says the senators who reserve judgment on Don't Ask, Don't Tell until the report was complete now ought to support the repeal of the law. Will there be those who are still against it? You can probably be sure of that.
If anyone cares what the military thinks about this policy, if anyone cares what the military thinks about the prospect of repealing this policy, it's done now. This report ends it. It is utterly unequivocal. The policy can be repealed. I mean, our military can do this. They've now reported what they need to do to implement repeal in a way that makes sense for the military. They've issued their recommendations on what needs to change in the military to accommodate gay people serving openly. Mostly what they say needs to change is nothing. Everybody abides by the same rules. Everybody abides by the same standards of conduct. Harassment and discrimination are not okay, just like they're not okay now. The only difference is you can't get fired just for being gay. It is an unequivocal report on the issue. The military, in short, says not a problem. Senator Lindsey Graham, I do not support the idea of repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell before our military members and commanders complete their review. I'm open-minded to what the military may suggest. Senator Scott Brown, I believe we have a responsibility to the men and women of our armed forces to be thorough in our consideration of this issue and take their opinions seriously. I'm keeping an open mind, but I do not support moving ahead until the Pentagon completes its study. Senator John Ensign, Senator Ensign is waiting on the report from the Pentagon. Senator Olympia Snow, the question is whether we should be voting on this issue before we have the benefit of the comprehensive review that the Secretary of Defense ordered. Senator Mark Kirk, I think we should wait for the Joint Chiefs of Staff to report. Senator George Voinovich, I believe it would be logical to wait for the Department of Defense to issue its report on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. All of these senators, the people with the power to decide this issue now, say they have been waiting to decide until this report came out. It is out now. And anyone waiting on this report, to see if the military is giving the green light to repeal this policy, now has their green light. Seriously, it's green. Green means go. If word from the military is what you say you have been waiting for, this is as clear as that gets.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Check us out on Facebook as well and Twitter. We're talking about the effectiveness of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It goes back to the Clinton administration. And the Defense Secretary currently, Robert Gates, says that he supports the study's conclusions, has urged the Senate to pass legislation that will allow the ban to be lifted. Once the repeal is formally approved, it'll be one. Well, what will it be? The person you just heard from, who was in the service and then got tossed out, can they go back in again? Here's talk host Jay Weber focusing on all the forces who are considered combat troops and who among them feel that repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell will have a negative effect on their serving.
New York Times today, the Pentagon has concluded that allowing gay men and women to serve openly in the United States Armed Forces presents a low risk to the military's effectiveness, even at a time of war, and that 70% of surveyed service members believe that the impact on their units would be positive, mixed, or of no consequence at all. In an exhaustive 9-month study that affects the repealing of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the authors concluded that repeal would be, in the short run, most likely to bring about, quote, some limited and isolated disruption to unit cohesion and retention. But they said those effects could be mitigated by effective leadership. This is obviously political. You have the New York Times saying, indicating any blame, any reason that, you know, any service members don't want to serve, have gays serving openly in the military, should be chalked up to bigotry and small-mindedness. No, the fix isn't in here. In a survey of 115,000 active duty and reserve members, the report found distinct differences among the branches of the military, particularly in the Marine Corps, whose leaders had been most publicly opposed to allowing gay and bisexual men and women to serve in the military, yada, yada. While 30% of those surveyed overall predicted that the repeal would have some negative effects, 40 to 60% of the Marine Corps and those in various combat specialties said it would be negative. General Hamm, who briefed reporters on the report, did not offer a specific explanation as to why Marines were more opposed to the repeal. But again, his indication, General Hamm's indication is, well, if you're against this, it's due to ignorance or bigotry. Why are Marines more, less likely to agree with this? Well, because they're ignorant or bigoted. So from that story, and from the way it was presented by Obama's defense leaders yesterday, you're led to believe, well, I mean, all systems go. Why wouldn't we do this? Our military and our Pentagon officials are ready for the change. No problem. That's a markedly different take than the one from the Washington Times, which, gee, accents different facts. accents the facts of the report the New York Times works to hide. U.S. combat forces have voiced strong reservations about the effects on readiness of allowing open gays in the ranks. What's the distinction? Washington Times is talking about combat forces. What is most important, you know, what is the most important consideration to give our military, if not to the combat forces, right? U.S. combat forces have voiced strong reservations about the effects of readiness on allowing open gays to serve openly in the ranks. The Pentagon said Tuesday in a report that is likely to influence the Senate debate that they don't care for Don't Ask, Don't Tell to be repealed. They talk about Robert Gates releasing the study that he was ordered to do by President Obama. The report disclosed that the chief of the armed forces, the Air Force, the Navy, the Marine Corps, and the Army, all four men in charge of those four branches of the military, disagree with the report's conclusion that the impact would be low. In addition, nearly 60% of Army and Marine combat troops said open homosexuals in the ranks would damage warfighting capabilities. The Pentagon survey of these 115,000 troops showed that 44% said unit effectiveness in ground and sea units would be negatively affected. You know, so they ask all sorts of questions, all sorts of different ways. The New York Times cherry picks what they want to highlight. Obama's Pentagon brass picks what they want to highlight to make his case. The truth is 44% of every, you know, the 115,000 troops, combat, non-combat, reservists, 44% said, well, yeah, it'll have a negative effect on unit cohesiveness. That number jumps to nearly 60% among Army and Marine Corps combatants. And opponents of lifting the ban say that's the most important thing because they're doing the majority of the fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. Yeah, isn't the military all, or isn't it ultimately about, winning wars and supporting our combat troops?
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's GetTheTea.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
15%.
Talk Radio Top 10.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show would like to acknowledge your help and interest in the conversation at the moment. This program is aimed at helping you understand what's going on in the world of conversation radio, two-way talk. Some people used to call it the way that we find out more about what is going on. The real news sometimes isn't what this is about. It's about what some people think the news is, and then what some people's opinion about what some people think the news is. It's, but the news is the don't ask, don't tell controversy, and whether or not it has made a difference over the years since was put into effect in the Bill Clinton era, and it has, undoubtedly, it's been negative, I would say, for the most part. And that's the way the I'm seeing the read here when it comes to this reset. There seems to be a separation, though, the combat troops, or at least the Marines, and I didn't quite understand what that separation was. Maybe if you were in the service or you know more about it, you might be able to give us some input on that. 800-510-8255. I'm like you. I read and listen and watch and make my mind up. I don't have access to all of the information, or sometimes just don't have time to read all of it and draw my conclusions. Oftentimes, you're very helpful with me, and you're very helpful with those who are listening in terms of their opinions. Some people's opinions are dramatically changed by listening to good, intelligent conversation and discourse about issues like this. Oh, well, I didn't know that. You hear that often from people. So if you want to ring in, you might want to call right now, 800-510-8255. As you listen to radio host Joe Crummy comparing gays in the military to the segregation of blacks heretofore in the armed forces of the United States.
47% of Americans say it's okay. Gays in the military, yeah, 47%. 48% say no. So I'll tell you right now, you are in the, if you disagree with me, because I'm part of the 47% that says I'm okay with that. I was looking back, I want to draw a parallel between this gays in the military thing and the integration, or blacks, African-Americans in the military. You know that, ironically, blacks could serve along with whites in the United States military until the Civil War. Do you know that? Up until the Civil War, it was, you know, whatever. And then, ironically, in a war that was supposed to end all racism, that's when we segregated the armed forces. And under Harry Truman, they commissioned, oddly enough, a study exactly what they did with the gay thing. Exactly. They would put black guys over here and the white guys, you know, over here, and they would not mix them because it was a racial thing and they didn't want to do it. They found in the study in 1951 that after they mixed people, that the racial animus went down because people ended up kind of hanging out with each other and realizing they're pretty much human beings just like me. It's when people are separated is when we allow them to be thinking, you know, what's up with that? Or what are they doing there all night long? And when we don't know what's happening, they're different. We can allow these prejudices to flourish because we're not too sure, because we're not spending any time with somebody because either they're gay or they're, in this case, black, so we don't really know so much about you, so like, okay, you don't know that much about us, and so, you know, what's up with that? It was when they merged the blacks and the whites, they found, oddly enough, that the racial animosity went down. A lot of people, though, at the time didn't think it was a good idea because they would say the same thing a lot of you, 48% of you, say right now. Hey, we're not ready for that. You know, we still got a lot of people that don't like those gays. I like those blacks. You know, it's interchangeable to me. What's the difference between you? If can you explain this to me? The difference between you and the bigots that we all agree we look back on. I don't want to, you know, I'm not mean to you, man, but I mean, you know, we look back on these people back in 1950 and we say, wow, look at these people who supported the segregation of the armed forces. Wow, boy, aren't we glad we got over that, because now we realize it was stupid and it was, we've come a long way since then and we are better people now because of this. And if I wanted to throw some names at you, you know, you can say racists, bigots, and all that. And I know you're probably not feeling that in your heart. At least I hope, you know, I don't know what you're feeling. But I mean, honestly, the challenge to you right now, the 48% of you, is you tell me the difference between you and those guys.
Ah, there's an opening for you to drive your truck through. Joe Crummy is a good, common sense kind of guy most of the time. You may agree or disagree. That's part of what this exercise is all about here. 800-510-8255. Looking at the soldiers that I've known over the years, and the fact that Joe just brought up that business about blacks in the armed forces, the camaraderie. Most of the time in life, in general, when you confront demons or confront the essence of a problem, confront your prejudices, and that means that you are, it's kind of, I forget what the term is psychologically, but instead of running away from the problem, you are there, and you surround yourself with it, the problem goes away. So, if you don't like gays, it's easy for people to say you're a homophobe. Maybe that's right, maybe it's wrong. If you don't like blacks, you're prejudiced. And yeah, okay, that's probably right. If you don't like women, it's just the whole thing becomes an extraordinarily. It's maybe you say the same thing about Muslims or Jews or anybody who's different than you are. Why do you not want to be around people who are different than you are? To turn that around, one of the most amazing things is that we have found as humans is that we seek out our in many instances, socially and otherwise, are equal or coefficient. Most Jews want to marry Jews. Most blacks want to marry blacks, right? Most the Americans want to marry Americans. It goes on, you know. But more and more, those walls of difference have been broken down. And you know that. You see it in our country. You see it all around the world. Go to England. Go to Europe. It isn't so in Asia. Asia doesn't happen. Japanese, Chinese, Asian cultures do not well accept those who are different. They don't. Never have and don't seem to embrace or want them. The Japanese, most racist society on the planet. The Chinese are pretty close. You go to any Asian country, people who live there or decide to stay there, for the most part, are like the people who are already there. And maybe that's the case in Africa, too. I can't tell you that I think that it's as bad in Africa as it is in Asia, or bad, depending on your I guess, your degree of definition of what's good or bad. So, at any rate, with all this background, lots of people want to hear from you, and you are certainly invited. How will the military change if all of this, because this is going to change. Congress has to enact something, but they're all standing around waiting. Oh, we're going to wait for the report before we vote. Okay, so now you get nothing. You have no more cover. Time to do something. 800-510-8255. Suppose you need some money today or tomorrow or this weekend to head off an unexpected problem, a bill that you have to pay, and you spent all your money last week going shopping or whatever the need may be. If you have it, swell, you don't need what I'm going to pass along to you. But if you don't have it and you need it, then you do have some interest probably already in what I'm saying. If you are like a lot of folks in this economy, you are strapped and tapped. Money Mutual is the trusted source for many lenders. It gets you up to $1,000 in 24 hours. So right now, if you go online to MontellMoneyMutual.com or you call 800-532-CASH, you can apply. It's very quick. It's very easy. You've got to be 18 years of age. You've got to have a regular income of $800 a month. And then you move ahead. So you got bank problems. Maybe you got to check. You're worried about bouncing. This will fix that. Short-term cash. These people will help you live. They're not predators. They're in business to make money for sure, but they aren't going to charge you 900% for this money. Go to MontellMoneyMutual.com or 800-532-CASH. You need cash now. Call 800-532-2274.
Improve your memory with Neurolox. One out of two American seniors will experience life-altering brain decline, but it's not too late to protect yourself. With the breakthrough product, Neurolox Advanced Memory Formula, you can improve your focus and memory, protect against premature brain decline and oxidation, and even elevate your mood. Call 1-888-445-1932 to try Neurolox risk-free. Refocus your mind, improve your memory, and fight premature brain aging, all with Neurolox. Call today, 1-888-445-1932.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now.
800. Now is a good time for you to call 800-510-8255 as we review and look over from talk radio, talk television, whatever sort of source we have for this conversation about whether to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Michael is in Santa Rosa, California, one of the KNEWers. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the countdown.
Well, thanks. I had a number of things I wanted to touch on. I think the survey was flawed from the outset, and everybody knew that it would be since it was found.
I didn't know it would be. How did you know it would be?
Well, I thought it was focused. We knew that it was going to be focused purely on how the military could adjust to what was presumed to be otherwise okay without taking up the question of whether it was okay.
Well, what do you know? Did you see one of the surveys, or did you talk to somebody who actually was involved in the
No, it was reported in the paper that
survey. It was, really? What, the San Francisco Chronicle?
I think I saw it in the Santa Rosa Press Democrat, but it could have been in the Chronicle that I saw it.
What's their political sway? The Santa Rosa paper versus...
The Press Democrat was bought out by the New York Times about 20 years ago.
Okay, so it'll be left of center.
I think Gates' report is disingenuous at its core. If, in fact, the military support for this proposition were as substantial as Gates is suggesting, there would be no rush to push the repeal in the lame duck session, because that kind of support would be reflected in the next Congress as well. The very panic to ram through the repeal now gives the lie to that notion. Also, bear in mind, the Military Times, the military newspaper, conducted a survey, I think in either 2008 or 2009, in which they found that as many as 1 in 4, I think it was 24%, would leave the service after his or her gig was over without re-upping. And that says nothing about those civilians considering a military career who would find other pursuits instead. My instincts tell me that the net result of open homosexual behavior in the military would be lowered troop levels, which in turn would lead to a demand
for draft. Well, where does it say that they would be openly? Why would you think they would be any more open or less open?
No, I'm not talking about open behavior. I'm saying open knowledge of homosexuals.
Why would Gates have? He's leaving, so he has no axe to grind here, right? Well, he's nothing. He doesn't have to please anybody. He's leaving.
It may not be a political decision on his part. It may be simply a reflection of something in his own makeup.
But his background was Bushy. He's more of a Bushy than he is anything else.
Yeah, well, not everybody in the Bush administration is that way either.
Oh, okay.
Also,
that way?
The,
what did you...
well, no.
Gotcha.
I'm,
what does that
I'm
mean, that way?
Not everybody in the Bush administration is conservative.
He's a homophobe.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, okay.
And also, you know, regarding the Pew study, I would like to know, frankly, more about how it was conducted. Pew study is usually pretty objective.
Yeah, right. They're about...
I would like...
As any of that stuff goes, they're the ones that are closest, as you suggested, to being objective.
It's true. They usually do. But, what am I trying to say? The military is just as subject to the pressures of political corruption.
All right, so let's... would you agree that it's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
That it's going to change and Don't Ask, Don't Tell is going away.
I don't know about Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but I can't conceive of a situation where the law forbidding knowing homosexuality in the military would go away.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, whether the administrative application of it, which is essentially an end run around that law, will go or not is another matter. But I don't think the law forbidding homosexuality in the military, I don't think that's going away.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. 800-510-8255. To Jay we go in Lexington, Kentucky. You're on the Countdown Live, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
Well, I basically got one thing to add here. You were talking about the Marine Corps especially. They're basically beat into the head with this code of God, Country, Unit, Corps.
Right.
And under that pretense, I guess what I'm trying to say would be if you're going to go in with those beliefs, then you also have to believe the word of God, which in the Bible it does state, no man shall lie with another.
Well, there's a lot of contradictions to that, and I don't want to get into it. That's not the only thing the Bible says about homosexuality.
I'm just wondering, now do you have to repeal their codes? You know what I mean?
What was it like before Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
Well, now...
What was it like before blacks were brought in and allowed to serve or encouraged to serve or... became commingled.
There's nothing in the Bible about segregation between blacks and whites. Mm.
There's, again, as I said, there are lots of different interpretations to that. Let me move on. Joe, from Dalton, Georgia, you're now on the air on the Countdown.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Okay, sir. What's your spin on this?
Here's my spin. You're talking to a Vietnam era vet, and if they brought back the draft, this whole gay thing would take care of itself.
How so?
Well, for instance, if you knew somebody was gay, you wouldn't take a shower in the same shower as them.
Yeah.
There's no way. You don't want them looking at your body because they're obviously...
You're not gay, right?
Pardon me?
You're not a gay guy.
Oh, no. No, I'm not a gay guy.
Did you ever look at another man in the shower?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, so
What's the big deal if somebody else looks at you? You probably have more to look at, Joe. It sounds like you're a hell of a man. 800-510-8255. More in a matter of moments here as the countdown continues.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
15%.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Okay, Dan, you're in the big city, the Big Apple. What are you thinking about this soldier thing?
Yeah, I have a challenge for you. I mean, like, if this is the case, if it's just based on sexual attraction, then you're not going to need any more female barracks. You know, you can bunk the females with the heterosexual males, since you're going to force the heterosexual males to bunk with the homosexual males. I mean, then you're going to have, you know, I mean, you don't need those barracks anymore. You don't need any of that separation. And if the women insist on being separated, then aren't they bigots then too? Going to call somebody a bigot right away, saying, "Oh, this is the same as the integration of minorities, blacks, into the military."
Right.
You know, it's not, because this is very different. You know, this is based on sexual orientation. Because what you'll have is the same thing that you had at the Virginia Military Institute. You'll have somebody come in, like when the young lady tried to get in, she got into the Virginia Military Institute, she broke the barrier, and then she left. You're going to have guys coming in and really putting pressure on good officers, good soldiers, people who are war-fighting people, people who are in serious life and death business. They're going to get the boot out of the military because they're not PC.
Not PC, not politically correct. There's a lot of that going on, that's for sure. 800-510-8255. On the other side, Janet is in Arizona, and you have a lot to say, it looks like, so let's hear it.
About don't ask, don't tell. I want you to know who you're talking to. I'm a heterosexual 72-year-old Christian woman. I've been married to the same man for 49 years. I have no children or nieces or nephews or any relatives who are gay. But I really must speak up. Are you familiar with the name Lieutenant Colonel Fehrenbach, Victor Fehrenbach? 19 years in the Air Force, he is America's number one fighter pilot. 19 years of experience. And some heterosexual Air Force person outed him about a year ago. No one asked him. He did not tell. And as of October, we lost him. They had been warning him for a year. We're investigating. They were trying to stretch it out and not lose him. But they put him out of the military with his 19 years of experience. and I hope you have some way to see him on television. You've never seen such a gentleman in your life. Are you aware of Danny Choi? I'll bet you are. Number one in his class at West Point, absolutely adored by his troops. He never was asked, he never told, until he found somebody he really, really wanted to spend his life with. We lost him in October. They finally put him out. For whom is it working, and what kind of respect for the privacy of Lieutenant Fehrenbach?
You know, listening to Janet tell that story reminds me of something that I thought about with regard to all of this stuff. We haven't even touched on it here. The fact that we've spent all this money chasing these people out. It is, in my estimation, and I've always said this pretty bluntly, this is one of the stupidest things that we could possibly, wasting this kind of dough, chasing these, investigating them. It's really time that we grow up. Here's somebody who took the survey. David, you're in Oklahoma City. Let's hear about your thoughts and what you think of the results of the survey.
Well, the results of the survey, it's exactly that. Who paid for the survey? I mean, I took the questions, and they ask you, I guess, pointed questions, and they can skew it any way they want to come out with any
results. What were some of the questions that you were asked?
I'd rather not talk about it because we took it on an official website, and it's not.
You're not supposed to talk about it?
We could talk about it. I mean, I'm sure.
Well, I'm just curious as to what the questions. What kind of questions do they ask to come to the conclusions that have been rendered here, as this thing is now, the book is closed on the survey anyway?
Well, let me think about this a minute. Do you have a problem? I mean, how do you feel about homosexuals serving in the military? How do you feel about it? Honestly, being a member of the military, we don't.
How do you feel about it? Did you get to answer it with a sentence, write a sentence? It doesn't bother me. Do you have a multiple choice?
It's multiple choice, and that's where it gets kind of skewed, because you can, you know, do you agree with this, repealing this law?
Did you say yes or no?
I said, yeah, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I'm indifferent on it. It doesn't matter to me. I'm a commander. I have troops up underneath me. Why does it matter your sexual preference? You know, just like the one lady before was saying, you know, there's that colonel that served, and he was, he was an outstanding, did an outstanding job. Your sexual preference doesn't determine how you're going to, serve the country.
Yeah. All right. I think that pretty much, that's what I get out of this and what I hear from most people who are calling this program. David, thank you for sharing, and actually thank you for your service. Sounds like a pretty right-on, upfront guy. The thing that bothers me, again, as I say, is how much money have we spent chasing this stuff around? People that were good in the service and jobs like that Air Force pilot. We spend $1 million to train them and we boot them because he's gay. How stupid is that? 59 past the hour.